fastest thing in the air. Swinging Radio England.
Meanwhile, on board the laissez-faire, disillusion with the station's management was growing. The original American staff, Ron O'Quinn, Larry Dean, Jerry Smithwick and Rick Randall, left around this time. Jerry Smithwick.
There was some internal strife within the management between Bill Vick and Don Pearson, which made things a little bit uncomfortable, especially for some of the Americans that were there. But there was some internal strife. But really the thing that sort of sealed it for me, during that time, there were a lot of efforts to put the ships out of business. One of the things that we got wind of that sort of sealed the deal for me was that the Federal Communications Commission, which is the federal agency that oversees radio in the United States, was threatening to revoke the license of any Americans associated with the pirate operations, which simply would mean that when we decided to come back to the States, well, it would have been almost impossible to get a job in radio, because at that time, even a disc jockey had to have a third-class operator's permit to be on the air, you know. And without that, I'd have had to, you know, gotten into a different career field, and I just didn't fancy that very much, to be honest with you. And that was the primary reason that I left, wasn't that I was really ready to leave. The ship was beginning to come into its own. We had built a fairly loyal listener base, which was increasing month to month to month, and the disc jockeys were becoming known.
Larry Dean.
We weren't quite sure of what direction management was going at that point. People had been hired. Ron was supposed to be program controller, and additional staff should have been hired by Ron, or at least with Ron's approval. But a lot of his stuff was done behind his back, and we got, all of a sudden one day, there's a whole bunch of new Americans in there. Nobody knew what was going on. That was about the point that, like, Boom Boom Brannigan, Chuck Blair came on. Ron had had some problems getting back into the country after that Beatle tour. After thinking about it for a while, and it was another month or two before we actually left, but we began to get the idea we were going to have problems, so bail out before the problem.
Phil Martin.
I think they expected something pretty different. I think the dream had been sold to them that they would come to England and that all you had to do was produce American top 40 radio, shout much more music again and again, play the top 40, and the thing would be a huge and amazing wow. And in fact, pirate radio had developed already a style of its own, and it wasn't the much more music, repetitive jingle after jingle, and I think they did feel after a while that, to some extent, the scene wasn't what they thought.
Roger Day.
I think Ron, to be fair to him, was fighting for better conditions on the ship for the staff. And of course, of lack of money, of course, they couldn't fulfil that and just went off to America.
Over the next few months, there were many other names to appear on SRE. Boom Boom Brannigan, a 19-year-old Pennsylvanian who claimed his interests were model railways and chasing girls.
I'm beating my eardrum to death trying to make these earphones work. I got a pair of earphones here, and I don't know whether some of you have probably been explained this to me by me before or explained from me by this. Forget it anyway, you know, like I have these earphones, which when I flick the little microphony switch here, which I flick up, nothing happens, you see. And unfortunately, we have to wear earphones then to hear what's going on. And they're not working. One ear keeps dropping off, and I think, yep, it's finally happened. Boomer has gone deaf.
Mr. Businessman, I am a housewife. I've never heard of your product or your service. I may be in need of one or both of these right now, but I've never heard of you. By the way, I listen to Radio England all the time.
Everyone listens to Radio England. You're listening right now.
The next voice you hear will be that of the greatest lover of all time.
We're just a stitchy before 12 o'clock noontime. As a matter of fact, the time of the toad will be 12 noon.
Broadcasting 4.5 miles off the Brent and Essex coast on 227 meters, this is Swingin' Radio England, your first 24-hour most music station.
And this is the Boom Boom Brannigan Show with Uncle Boomer.
Interesting how Boom Boom Brannigan got his name. They simply had a jingle that said, boom, boom, Brannigan. So along came this guy whose name I've forgotten, his real name, and he was just told, you will be boom, boom, Brannigan. And from that moment on, that's what he was.
You're in with
boom, boom, Brannigan.
You're in with
Chuck Blair.
Chuck Blair was another American who began his career on AFN. He was later to become a well-known voice on Radio London.
Walker Brothers, that's called Baby, you don't have to tell me. That's all right. 19 minutes after 2 o'clock the time, the Chuck Blair Show. Happy-go-lucky Sunday to you. So nice to have you around. Music to compliment your swinging listening this weekend.
This weekend, where the action is. Swinging Radio England.
Chuck Blair was older, had a lived-in face, was a lived-in sort of personality, if you like. He had been around the American radio scene for a long time. The American radio scene, I think, was very, very tough. And Chuck Blair was a product of that scene. Very, very tough. Knew what he wanted. And usually got it.
Other names to appear were Jack Curtis, Alan Black, Johnny Dark, Bruce Wayne, Errol Bruce.
Hey, that's the sound there of Billy Stewart in a little old number called Secret Love, which is his follow-up to another little old number called Summertime. Mm-hmm. 20 minutes after 4, thanks to Mark Stevens for the news, and you're back on the Boss Cat Beat, and we're in the last 40 minutes of it. I'd like to say hi to a young lady by the name of Anne, and I have only one thing to say to you, love. Excuse me.
Let's look into the future time, pick the tune that's gonna climb, breaking with the sound of tomorrow.
Where's Anne?
Swinging Radio.
And Tom Cooper, Ed Marino, Mark Stevens, and Bill Boss Berry.
Bill Berry, well, he replaced Ron O'Quinn as senior presenter and programme director. I remember bursting into tears because I thought I should have been made programme controller. Ridiculous when you think of it. I remember standing on deck and crying my eyes out because I thought that it was a great insult that I'd been on there since the beginning and they brought in this new upstart from America. I mean, upstart, he'd been in radio about 6 years. Of course he was going to be the programme controller. But he was a nice man and he improved the station a lot. He made it more anglified.
This is SRE, Swinging Radio England. Broadcasting 4.5 miles off the Frinton Essex coast on 227 meters, 24 hours per day, in excess of 50,000 watts of power. SRE, first and foremost, is Boss.
Best sounds around, make it on by Oscar's Groovy Grotto, the swingingest discotheque in Essex. Open nightly with the exception of Monday nights from 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. On Tuesday and Wednesday night is DJ night when admission is free. Also on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you can have your request and dedications played for Radio England. Oscar's Grotto is a fully licensed restaurant. Swingers from miles around pop by Oscar's. Why don't you? Here's big news from Oscar's Grotto, a lineup for the end of the month. On Thursday the 27th, Brian Poole and the Tremolos. On Friday the 28th, Herbie Goins and the Nighttimers. On Saturday the 29th, the Chevelles. Don't miss it. Every night is party night at Oscar's Groovy Grotto, the swingingest discotheque in Essex. And you must be 18 to be admitted.